Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm once again the Bugman.
The Bugman. All right. And I have a question for us today.
Okay.
Something I've been really tinkering with. And this stems from the fatherhood thing.
Oh yeah,
you know,
right.
Because I have a daughter now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we watch a lot of Disney movies in my house.
Yeah. We don't have any kids, and we still watch Disney movies.
Oh well, okay. See, they have wide ranging appeal.
Right.
But see, regardless of their appeal, my question is, are there any kid-safe Disney movies?
Huh.
Because, you know, I know they're made for kids.
Right.
I know they're animated for kids and all that. It's got all the bright colors and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
The singy songs.
Yes. But are any of them actually appropriate for children?
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
Because I'm, like, you know, there's a whole host of Disney movies, but there's some that really... you know, that really grind my gears. That really just
do they?
Yeah, they make me start thinking. Like, why are we showing these to our children?
Yeah. So what's okay? So a Disney movie that's I think I see what you're saying. So like the whole like you're gonna live your life with one person that you don't even know forever, Prince Charming.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
like they even make they make jokes about this in their later movies.
Yeah.
About, mm-hmm. like, would you want to marry yep. somebody you've never met before? And yep. even their newer characters say, no, why would I ever want to do that? That's insane. And it's like they spent generations writing and putting out these movies. And
right, of Love's First. Okay, so yeah, Cinderella
right.
is, she doesn't even know this guy
yeah,
at all.
Not really.
She's spent however many years cleaning the cellar and washing her sister's clothes and spending
right.
time with birds and mice and
right. This girl has zero social skills to
zero.
Begin with.
Yep. But
she goes to
the
vulnerable,
bar.
Vulnerable, really. She's vulnerable as a
yeah,
person.
Socially insecure
yeah.
at best. But ends up going to the ball and dancing with this guy.
Yeah.
This rich Prince Charming. And then Prince Charming. And then I get the shoe is ridiculous. Like, I don't think we have to say finding a mate based on whether a shoe fits or not. I mean, that's kind of silly.
Yeah.
But I guess that's all the poor guy had to go off of was
yeah.
the shoe. But she is in the same boat as he is as far as they're in love. And the only interaction they've had is the... Just that one dance.
The dance. And then he was like, and so he holds onto her shoe and brings it back. And that's supposed to be his like undying devotion.
Like there's not two people in the entire
like,
kingdom with the same shoe shop.
Yeah, like he returned a shoe and great. He returned a shoe and now we're getting married.
Exactly.
He brought me my shoe back.
Can you even remember? And I got to be honest, it's been a while since I've seen Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Did they even talk at all? While they were dancing, was there any conversation even made? So that's
not really
even.
That I remember.
That's just I saw you and we held hands for like a hot minute, and now they're
that was it
in love.
And they totally like perverted the idea of the you know there's the statement. Well, if the shoe fits,
yeah,
you're supposed to say
right.
like, well, if the shoe fits, then like you committed the crime or whatever. And
right.
this is like, well, if the shoe fits, hey, let's get married.
You're
spend
in
the rest of our lives together.
A lifelong
and
thing.
And it's a horrible idea. Like, I just think this is bad relationship advice.
Exactly.
And speaking of that, like, there's some bad models for relationships.
Yep.
Like, think about, okay, just Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
Now, let's get beyond.
That's a good one.
We can just, I know we could harp on for a while, this
yep.
lady's dating a dog.
Okay. Yeah,
it's a dog.
Yep.
Sorry, folks.
Yep.
A dog.
It's
movie about a
dog.
Woman dating a dog.
Yep.
All right, so like there's that, but I think we can even go beyond that.
Yeah.
Like there's issues of just how frustrating this relationship is to watch.
Yeah, because he's abusive. Like he's
yeah.
bottom line mean.
Dude, he keeps her locked in her room. Like the whole movie. She
yeah.
had to leave.
She can't leave.
Don't let her out.
Oh my goodness.
I mean.
And then she develops Stockholm Syndrome.
Because
mm-hmm. then she's like, well, he's not so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, he's not so bad. He keeps me locked in this castle probably for my own
right, yeah.
good will and
yeah,
health.
You know why he keeps her locked in the castle and in that room? Because he's like, I got to get a kiss. I gotta kiss this girl. Because,
I don't want to be a dog anymore, yeah. So I really need to do whatever I can to get her to kiss me.
Exactly. Like, who, what parent is proud to say, this is how my kids met?
But there's a really pretty song in the middle of that movie. So,
yeah, and it's supposed to convince everybody.
So it convinces us all. And I got to admit, I mean, I had it on VHS tape.
Well, yeah, we all did.
We all did.
We all did. Well, and then there's, that's not the only one. Then there's, okay, so think about Peter Pan.
Oh, boy. Okay, so that's I have multiple
issues.
That's on
with
several levels.
Yeah. Let's talk about two in particular, though. Number one, we got this dude.
Yeah.
All right. He's this, like, bone skinny,
yeah,
little flimsy right, twig boy showing up,
yep,
at these kids' window, and he's like, here, sprinkle this on you, and yep, you can fly,
yep,
and fly away with me.
How many windows did he have to try before finding an unlocked one,
yeah,
that he could even get into?
No,
you know?
So then, you know, he gives these kids whatever it is he gives them,
yep,
and now they think they're flying.
Yep.
And then, you know, yeah, and then when they get to whatever this Wonderland is, or Neverland is what,
yep,
it's called,
uh-huh,
they get to Neverland, you know, then who shows up?
Captain Hook.
There's,
yep.
So there, what? Now there's this 45-year-old man with a midlife crisis chasing after a gang of children?
That he's like some serial killer.
Yeah, he's trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to kill him so that he can... I don't even remember the plot of that movie, but does... I mean, does the plot of the movie really matter when your whole thing is there's this 45-year-old dude,
yeah,
who's chasing after,
yeah,
kids trying to murder all
As
of
I
them?
Remember it, he was even after Peter Pan because Peter Pan defended himself in a fight.
Yeah.
Like, Peter Pan, I don't think, went after Captain Hook. Like, they met, and Peter Pan defended himself,
yeah,
and now Captain Hook is spending his whole life getting revenge.
Yeah.
From, like, this 12-year-old whatever.
Well, I'm thinking, like, these kids, you know, whatever, the Lost Boys, like, they, if the dude just stays on his ship,
yeah, yeah,
they're not going anywhere near him.
No harm done. Yeah.
But he's, like, after these kids.
That's
for
right,
whatever reason.
That's right.
This is not like a healthy picture of what it means,
yep,
to interact with an adult for,
yep,
a child, or even function as an adult.
Yep. Talk about Stockholm Syndrome. All
ridiculous.
Those Lost Boys were brainwashed.
Yeah.
I mean, they were convinced that we have to stay with
Peter Pan.
With old Peter Pan.
Mm. Peter Pan. Yeah.
Does make good peanut
well,
butter.
Well, then there's... Okay, so there's Sleeping Beauty. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the whole movie is whatever. Like, the girl's asleep, and I honestly don't remember most of the plot, but one of the facts that I do remember,
yeah,
is how the movie ends.
Yep.
You know, and spoiler alert for everybody that didn't see a movie that came out in the 50s.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, so girl's asleep.
Yeah.
Titles.
For whatever,
you know,
reason.
Namesake of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's asleep. She's got this curse on her or whatever. And it can only be broken by, you know, true love's kiss.
True love's
and
first
kiss. And so some jerk is just like, you know what?
Yeah.
She's going to be in love with me.
That's right.
Like, he picks.
That's right.
And he just,
yep,
shows up. And she's asleep.
Yep.
And he assaults her with a kiss.
Yep.
And then she's just supposed to wake up. Like, the,
yep,
fairy tale is, yeah, if somebody kisses you while you're asleep, you're going to wake up and you'll totally be in love.
Happy.
Be great.
The kingdom itself will be better off.
Exactly. A dragon will die.
A dragon will die.
Flowers will bloom.
Yep. That's right.
You're going to be a princess.
Yep.
If only a boy would kiss you during a nap.
Yeah,
like, what in the
right,
world?
Right.
What in the world?
And her parents are all for it. Like,
yeah,
her parents are like, oh, thank goodness that he come along,
yeah,
and
Prince,
kissed you.
Prince Charming or whatever his name is in this
movie. Oh, man. Like, I'm sure we're not the first ones to say this, but for some reason, we just keep going back to it,
because,
you know?
Because Disney silences all the dissenters.
Right. Uh-oh.
What other explanation is there?
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
These people own Star Wars.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. And what does that mean for us that we've investigated ourselves into oblivion here?
I don't know. Now that we're on Disney's radar?
Now that we're on Disney's radar.
Yeah.
So now if something happens to us, now we know that we need to go straight to Disney.
Yeah.
But I have to say, whatever they come out with next, like the next Star Wars movie, the next animated whatever, you know, what you call it.
Yeah.
I'll probably buy it, and I'll probably gripe about it and say how...
I mean, I'll go see it.
I'll go see it, And we'll, you know, come right back here and talk about whatever. But
yeah, I mean, look, I've got a kid, dude. So
choice do you have?
My kid's going to be like, Dad, let's go see the Disney movie. And, you know, I'm going to go, okay, and I'll go, and I might grumble a little bit, but I'm probably going to watch
it. You're going to not only watch it,
put it on repeat.
You're going to sing those songs. It's going to get stuck in your head, and you're going to be singing that song all day long.
Yeah.
So who's really the villain here?
I don't know. Well,
who's really the villain here?
I feel like a jerk.
We've done it again.
You know, here's what I think. So, you know, Disney, if you're listening, all those executives out there, here's a better way to get rid of your enemies. You don't have to end our lives or anything. I mean,
no,
I
don't want to
get, you know.
Nuh-uh.
You can just buy the podcast
right
from us.
Right. Yeah. We're more than willing.
Pay us out what the podcast is worth.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
at this point, we've really racked up some value.
Maybe just this side of Star Wars. Like, maybe it wouldn't be as much as Star Wars.
Probably not. But
so,
you know, we're just saying the offer's on the table. Disney, yeah, give us a call.
Just come holler at us.
So I think we got that one figured it out. Are there any kid-safe Disney movies? Probably, maybe.
Maybe. I'm okay saying maybe.
Yeah. Be careful what you show your kids, people.
Be careful.
Because I don't even know if I feel comfortable. I feel actually kind of sick to my stomach right now.
What choice do we have, though?
I don't know. The only choice I feel like I have right now is like some Pepto-Bismol. Because this whole conversation just makes me feel dirty.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess we figured it out. Mostly.
Yeah. Okay, so if you out there are trying to figure out what to show your kids, I think this podcast is going to be kind of a good guide for you.
Yep.
And your family, just, you know, make sure and watch what your kids watch before they watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially those Disney movies, you got to watch out for them. All right. So that's it. We figured it out.
That's it.
I'm some guy.
I'm the Bug Man.
This is where we figure things out.